Guys, guess what? Tomorrow is Dan's birthday. So I was thinking, why don't we give him a surprise birthday party?
Because we all hate him.
Oh, yeah, right. But on the other hand, if we start treating Dan like a human being, maybe he'll start acting like one.
Really, really. Mrs. Claus caught him with one of the lady elves in back of the sleigh. Preliminary hearings next week. Tell all your little friends.
You were saying, sir?
What do you say we all chip in and get him a serious wound?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
I'm going to do my homework now, Harry.
Great. Did you clean up your room today?
Yes, sir. But I think I used too much wax on the carpet.
Anybody need a vacuum?
You know, I really do admire you, sir. Taking care of a boy that age is a big responsibility. Someday, I plan to have a family of my own.
Hi, Mac. My family just came in from Vietnam, and they've decided to live with us.
Ask, and ye shall receive.
Just picked up the birthday cake for Dan's surprise party tonight.
Great, let's have a look.
Okay, sir.
But hold on to your hat. I had it made at one of those X-rated bakeries.
Is that?
Strawberry cream, yes, sir. You think Dan will like it?
I think he'll marry it.
Harry! Gotta go!
Guess what? Go ahead. Take the wildest guess you can think of.
Morally safer is doing a plate-spinning act in Vegas.
Okay, take the second wildest guess you can think of.
Well, I'm afraid it involves Morley again.
Never mind! Finally got a date with that nympho in Xerox.
Really?
She's from California.
Oh, damn.
California? I'm not even gonna have to buy her dinner.
I'm real happy for you, Dan. Why don't you bring her by my apartment tonight, huh?
I'd like to go it alone this time. Maybe next week.
I'm having a surprise birthday party for you tonight.
Surprise party for me? Harry, no one has ever done anything like that for me before in my life. No one has ever cared that much. Maybe some other time.
Dan, I went out on a limb for you on this one.
What about my date?
Bring her along.
But, no, she only eats health food.
We'll have hay.
If only they didn't follow me to work.
Oh, come on. I bet they're just proud of you.
Watch this.
They must go to pieces when you file.
Okay. Now, I got us a room at this quaint little 18th century inn on Long Island.
Wow, totally awesome.
I beg your pardon?
Just don't forget, Danny. My sexual biorhythms hit their apex at midnight.
Midnight. What happens at 12:01?
Remember Cinderella?
Cinderella. Her two ugly stepsisters. All right, bring them!
Evening, sir. I've got the party favors for tonight.
Well,
some of them are a little bit naughty.
Really? Let's have a look. Couple of toads playing leapfrog?
Is that what they're doing?
Yes! Afraid so. Well, it's a thought that counts.
I want them dead.
Mac, what happened?
Quan Lee's family declared my lunch hour as a religious holiday.
Where are they now?
Blessing the salad bar.
I've been there. It couldn't hurt.
Sir, I gotta talk to somebody. I'm afraid I may do something drastic. I mean, Quan Lee's family act as if my sole role in life is to cater to their every need.
Well, yeah, Mac, it seems like in all fairness, they should be willing to make some kind of sacrifice.
Oh, they did. Guess who had to clean it up?
Mac, maybe I could help. I could talk to him at the party tonight.
At the party tonight? You invited Quan Lee's family to the party tonight?
Yeah. Don't want to be rude.
They'll probably bring the cattle.
Hey, it is.
I say, but thank you.
Gotta go, bye.
Not on your life. You are about to witness the amazing Harry with his prestidigitation wizardry. Ha ha! Pour vous, madame?
Well, thank you. I'm starved.
Come on, we'll go swish it in the dip.
Everybody, take a seat, take a seat, take a seat. Program note, tonight I will be assisted by the very able and lovely and ever-present Mr. Leone.
He made me do it.
How about a magic music, Mr. Leone? That's plenty of the magic music, Mr. Leone. I need the magic ball.
I need the magic bucket.
And now, friends, watch. Watch as the magic ball makes its mysterious journey. Look, look, it floats, and it flies, and it...
bores us to tears.
Come on, people, I'm working here. We'll skip the magic ball for the moment.
Well, I thought that was cute.
Look, he's taking out something else.
Oh, God, let it be a TV guide.
A traditional classic, always a crowd pleaser, the rabbit from the hat. Look, there's a little hare. But seriously, folks. Sir, would you examine the hat and see it is absolutely empty?
Is it safe to assume those aren't raisinettes?
What time is it, Daddy?
9:37.
I think it's beginning.
Oh, no, don't start without me.
Yes, yes, I'm on my upward curve.
I'm not. Just wait, I'll get you some punch.
Wait, no, come with me to the bowl.
Don't long. A free toast. Louis Jordoy, Satandi.
Onion dip. Oh, no.
Oh, no, what?
Grandmother Duck says she's very sorry about your TV set. She had no idea.
What about my TV set?
She said she didn't know what it was. She thought evil spirits had invaded our furniture.
And?
She released them.
With?
A sledgehammer.
And here it is, friends. The magic box. That is it. It sure is shooting is, Mac. Miss Owen, enter the magic box.
I didn't say anything when they planted crops in my bathtub.
It's kind of small in there, isn't it?
I didn't say anything when they constructed a shrine in my garage.
Just one leg at a time.
But they touched my TV.
Okay, what do I do now?
All you have to do is scream when I cut through your vital organs. Just like that.
What's the matter?
I feel the tortured souls of my ancestors crying out in agony.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any more of this tortured ancestral soul jive talk.
Now watch as I ram the blades through her body.
Now we're talking fun.
I want them out.
You have dishonored my family. Do you realize what this means?
And though she appears to be whole, she is indeed half.
My legs!
Oh, Christine, would you please stop whining?
Hello?
Mrs. Lund. Miss Owen, you know Mrs. Lund from Juvenile Services?
Oh, yeah, hi. Hi.
I want those evil spirits put back in my TV.
So, what brings you to our neighborhood, huh?
Hey, she's in a sexual trance. I need ice.
In the bucket next to the freezer.
Right.
Well, as you know, our agency requires us to make these surprise inspections.
Sir, I'm afraid they're going to start flinging the weenies around.
Put them up, huh, Bull? Check.
To ensure that our foster children are being exposed to a suitable environment.
D-E, then. On D.
My family says they are going to kill themselves.
Come at a bad time. I'm sorry, but did those people say something about killing themselves?
It did sound like that, didn't it?
Where is Leon?
Right here.
Did I mention that he has his own room?
He has his own nylons and heels, too.
Mrs. Lund, I know how all this must look, but believe me, I can explain everything.
I'm here to strip for Dan Fielding.
In the kitchen. You see, Mrs. Lund, yeah?
My family would like to know if this is a good time to slay themselves.
Sure. I mean, no! Slay self. Try cheese log.
Sir, I think my tendons are beginning to snap.
Huh?
Open magic box.
Right.
Hey, Harry.
Yeah?
Why do you keep the mustard?
How can you think of your stomach at a time like this?
Easy. There's no food in my house.
My family is preparing to die.
Those are butter knives. What are they gonna do? Spread themselves to death?
You ought to try these knee highs. They're so comfortable.
Happy birthday! She's for you.
You pop the red ones, it's $20 extra.
Dad, it's 10:15. Time to start.
Gotta run. Not till after the cake.
Oh, please. She's from California.
Oh, yeah? Would you read my script?
It's stuck.
What's stuck?
The magic box.
Can we keep her?
Leon. Unless Mrs. Lund doesn't mind.
Mac, you must apologize to them.
For what? Wanting to live with my own wife in my own livestock-free house?
You have offended Grandfather Hall.
You're lucky I haven't poached Grandfather Hall. Now, I have had it.
Hey, wait a minute. He wants to speak.
What'd he say?
Don't worry, Quinley. Help is on the way.
I'm so frightened. His heart stopped beating.
Well, it's ticking again.
God bless you, Harry.
Actually, Quinley, Mac saved your grandfather's life. I spilled some punch. Yeah, who is it?
Fire department.
Come in.
Good Lord, there she is. Don't worry, little lady. We'll have you out in just a minute.
No. It's the Asian gentleman in my bedroom.
The Asian gentleman in your bedroom. Wait.
And use the door.
Right.
11:59. Oh, gosh. I'm awfully warm. Danny? Oh, Danny, I'm peeking.
No, you dastard, don't. Oh, look, the snorkel truck. Hey, you, what the hell? Bring it up here.
Danny. Oh, Danny. Well, I gotta go, Dan. Goodbye.
Are you telling me the mood is gone? Just like that?
Totally. But don't worry. I peek again in the spring.
Wait. We've got hay!
Cake?
Better than nothing. Come on, I'll buy you a drink.
I don't know what the problem was, but the old man is fine now. By the way, that's a nasty punch stain on your carpet in there.
Yeah, right. Listen, while you're here, would you help me get this girl out of the box? It's stuck.
Sure, why not? Phil,
go get the jaws of life.
Jaws of life?
Big tools for big jobs. Did I break it?
Oh, no, you opened it.
Get me out! Mac.
Punch all over me?
I said I was sorry.
Oh, Mac, you saved Grandfather's life. How could we ever repay you?
Oh, don't worry, Quan Lee. Although a TV would be nice.
No feeling below the waist.
Need some help?
No. Thank you.
Right.
Can I go now?
Sure.
Thanks, Mr.
They call me Bull.
That's what they all say.
Well, as long as you're going to be all right now, I better stop Phil from dragging up the jaws of life. Oh, yeah. She went down real easy, didn't she?
Couch.
Oh, yeah, right.
Kung Sao, doi quai.
Hi, ho.
In the back, in home.
Translation?
He says you're a hero.
Oh, yeah?
A mun chung doi.
He says he owes you his life. And in our country, when a man saves your life, you grant him anything he wishes.
Anything at all?
Grandfather says he knows what you want. You want them to leave. It is done.
You mean they're moving out?
Yes.
All right. Hey, I just can't put them on the streets. Where will they go?
Presidential suite, Regency Hotel.
Did I mention... Grandfather speaks English?
No.
Thanks for caring, Mac. But money is no problem. I'm stinking rich.
Well, why did you want to stay with us?
Well, ancient tradition. It would be an insult not to. Hey, some tradition sucks rocks, don't it?
What about that heart attack?
Well, gotta go now. See you later.
Yo, ho! You planned this whole thing, didn't you?
Moi?
You sly old devil. But how did you know it was going to be Mac who would come to your rescue?
For many years during the war, Mac took care of my family in Vietnam. He's a caring, compassionate man. Now, figuring that out was no magic.
Naughty bunny. So as you can see, Mrs. Lund, it really was an incredible string of coincidences.
Yeah, well, Judge Stone, I can't quite believe it, but you do seem to successfully have explained everything.
And it's all true, every word of it. Mrs. Lund, I want you to know that for Leon's sake, I have taken great pains to make sure that this home is of the strictest moral character.
Jake?
Introducing Bio Channel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on Bio.